Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, it is a pleasure to welcome back to our studios the Mystic River Chorale representatives. Ray Brown, the president, is here. Welcome back, Ray.
Thank you, Michael. It's always a pleasure to be here with our dear friends at WCRI.
It's nice to have you here, and we're glad to be a little bit of a help in your endeavors at the Mystic River Chorale. And the artistic director, Frank Martignetti, is here. Welcome back, Frank.
Great to be here, Mike. Thanks for having us.
Nice to see you again. And Frank, some of the things that have happened in the past years are going to come to light this year, because this is a biggie. This is your 30th anniversary, correct?
It is. It's a wonderful milestone to celebrate. We're really happy and looking forward to celebrating 30 years.
And we shouldn't confuse the audience. It's not your 30th anniversary. I mean, you're not even 30 years old, so it'd be hard for that to happen. But
I was seven the year the chorale started.
And now you've given it away. Now you're 37 years old.
Yeah.
I was giving you credit for 30.
But thank you. But it's quite a milestone, and we're thrilled. I'm the fifth director in the 30 years, and it's been a great, great history.
And how long have you been with the chorale?
Since 2008.
Since 2008. And Ray, you've been with the group a while?
I believe this is my 12th year with
12th
the group.
12th year. I thought you had some seniority over Frank, so you can keep him under your thumb. But
that's a toughie, but we try.
Okay. And Ray, about how many people are performing with the chorale at this point?
We normally hover around 40. This year, we've stepped it up a little bit. We're waving at 50.
Closing in on the big 50. All right. Well, that's a good sized group, Frank. That must keep you jumping around. And is it difficult?
Not at all. It's been really terrific. We've had this wonderful influx of new members in the last couple of years that I've found really gratifying.
Because sometimes when a group gets to be, you know, manageable is 20, 25, and then you get to 30, and it's like, okay, and then 40 and 50 sounds like you know approaching the Mormon Tabernacle Choir here.
I find you know, above 35 you can kind of do a lot of repertoire that you want to do, and you know, and once you get between that 40 and 60 mark, it's a wonderful, wonderful thing.
Oh, good. Now we're going to talk about the 30th anniversary season and the music that's going to be coming up. But before we do that, in this first segment, we thought we'd go back a little bit in history. And you brought some archived music from the chorale. What do you have for us first?
We're going to begin with a selection from our January 2012 concert, and this is the Gloria from Mozart's Mass in C.
Thank you.
impressive, dynamic music by the Mystic River Chorale, and that was recorded last spring, as you said, Frank, at Harkness Chapel, where a preponderance of your concerts are held, correct?
That's correct. That was from January 2012 at Harkness Chapel. Our January concert is always at Harkness. We look forward to returning there every year.
So that'll just be coming up in just a week next Sunday. And you'll be having a new one. We'll talk about that in a little while. Ray, I mentioned earlier the size of the chorus and a chorale, I'm sorry. We could debate the difference between chorus and chorale, I suppose. But let's just suffice it to say that it's a chorale. And men and women, is there an age limit? Can someone young join? Or, you know, when you're over 90, do you have to get out? Or is there anything like that you know of that's involved?
It's interesting that you asked that question, Michael, because most of our people are in their middle years.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you can present yourself well, I don't think Frank's ever kicked anyone out because they'd spent too much time on Earth. But we actually, we've had high school people work with us before, college people. We actually have a young woman this semester who I believe is in eighth grade that's wow. singing with us. And I think she's the youngest we've ever had.
That's great. Frank, no problem mixing voices with age differences like that?
No. I mean, as a teacher myself, I was somewhat concerned that, you know, she wouldn't be straining to try to catch up with the larger, older voices around her. But I've been in touch with her teacher and with her parents, and she is holding her own and not pushing too hard and really having a wonderful experience.
That's great. And if it works socially, that's an important thing, too. It gives her some wonderful opportunities to socialize with people that are a little more mature than her, some of her other friends.
Definitely.
So that's a great thing. All right. We have another history piece, right? In other words, going back in time a little bit?
Not too far back. This is from last spring's concert, which was at Mystic Congregational Church, which is a much more intimate space than Harkness Chapel, and it's right in the heart of the community in which we're centered. This is the Venezuelan composer Carrillo's O Magnum Mysterium, sung by the Mystic River Chamber Singers.
And the Mystic River Chamber Singers is a spinoff or a small group of everyone that's in the chorale, right?
Indeed. It's an audition group drawn from within the chorale, and they rehearse for an additional hour each week.
And about how many people in the chamber singers, roughly?
About a dozen.
About a dozen. All right, here we go.
Oh, my, oh, my, oh, my.
before we take our first commercial break, you have one other piece we can slip in before we go there, and tell us about this one.
Sure, Mike. This was an unusual concert last spring. We did a bunch of music for choir and classical guitar, which is a somewhat rare combination. And that's interesting that it is so rare and that the guitar is such a popular instrument. But we did this piece by Jeffrey Van, who's a Minneapolis-based composer, for classical guitar and choir called A Procession Winding Around Me. And it sets Walt Whitman's Civil War poetry to music. And here is an example of that piece, Beat, Beat, Drums.
We will listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more of the Mystic River Chorale.
Into the song.
back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano. We are sitting with Frank and Ray from the Mystic River Corral and talking about their 30 years, their celebration of 30 years, with a concert coming up next Sunday, January 19th at 3 p.m. at Harkness Chapel at Connecticut College. And Ray, if someone is interested in getting information, they can go to a website, correct?
They certainly can. Our website is mysticrivercorral.org.
And is there a phone number if they like the old-fashioned way, or they just go to the website and they'll find a phone number?
The website would give them the phone number, but we can also give them to it now. It's 860-460-1487.
All right. And some of you, if you'd like carrier pigeons, they no longer use carrier pigeons, but website or phone number. So that's the way to go. Frank, just before we took the break, we listened to a piece of music from last season's concert, with guitar. And that was old friend Ron Murray on guitar, right?
That's right. Ron joined us for that concert, which was really fun for him and really fun for us.
Ron's been on our show Conducting Conversations a couple times, but a few years ago, so we've got to get him back, so that would be a nice thing to do. Looking forward to next week. Tell us a little bit about that concert and what you're featuring.
The concert features several things that are worth noting. We have one of the choral ensembles from Ledyard High School joining us, which will be a real treat, and we have soloists who have a connection in some way to the chorale or people in the chorale, which is really, really special. Our bass soloist is Renee De La Garza, who, as you know, is at URI and Providence Opera, and Renee has sung with us many times in the past. Our tenor soloist is David Finley of Waterbury. David is a friend of mine, former colleague, and also a former voice teacher of mine. And Eileen Ruby, our alto soloist, is the sister of our vice president, alto Kathleen Ruby. And our soprano, Teresa Joachim, is a Boston-based soprano who's very, very busy right now nationally and internationally, and she's made time for us in part because she grew up in Mystic.
What a deal. It sounds like a hometown crowd. That's all wonderful, and it's great the way things tie together, and it doesn't always happen that way, so it's nice when it does work out. And the music will be based on just that one theme, right?
That's correct, Mike. We have two Te Deums on the program. We have the New England premiere of Carl Czerny's Te Deum, which was just published in Modern Performing Edition in 2012 by Martin Banner. Czerny is an interesting figure. He was mainly a piano teacher. He was also a composer. He was a student of Beethoven, and he was Liszt's piano teacher. And this is one of his three Te Deums. We're also doing Benjamin Britten's Festival Te Deum. This is a big year for Britten, as you know. And it was written in 1944, and he composed it in 2 days.
2 days. Hardly seems like enough time. All right, we're going to listen to, right now, three tracks off of a CD you brought us, and those three tracks will make sense when they go together, right?
Definitely. The primary, the longest work in the concert is Schubert's Mass No. 3 in B-flat. It's one of six masses that Schubert wrote, and what's incredible is three of those mass settings were written within a two-year period. Actually, four of them within a two-year period, and two of them in 1815 alone, including this one. He also wrote 140 songs in 1815. He was very busy that year.
I guess so.
The Mass No. 3 is really wonderful. It's got a fairly large orchestra by our standards. It's a medium-sized orchestra by any standard, and it is longer than the Mass in G or Mass in F, but it's shorter than the ones that came later, and it's just an exquisite piece. We're going to hear the Gloria from that Mass right now. And this is the Leipzig Chamber Orchestra and Immortal Bach Ensemble, conducted by Morten Schulte-Jensen.
Oh!
Orchestration that is assembled, or the orchestra that's assembled for this concert, is mostly local or Connecticut people?
Absolutely. We draw most of our instrumentalists from the Eastern Connecticut Symphony Orchestra.
Uh-huh. And so we have a professional orchestra. This isn't a bunch of people that decide to pick up instruments and start playing for you.
Oh, clearly. They're highly professional. They come in at the last minute. They get a few hours of rehearsal together, and they're good to go.
Excellent. All right. Frank, does your role as artistic director, if you will, you assemble the orchestra and coordinate with the chorale. How does that all work? How does it all go together?
Our chorus manager and the contractor work with that. I do express some preferences and make some decisions. I actually engaged one of our oboists myself. He's a New Haven Symphony player who's currently a graduate student of mine at University of Bridgeport in music education.
But the actual putting it together, who's in charge? In other words, the day of the concert, are you the boss?
Well, yeah.
All right.
We make it happen. And they come in, and as Ray said, they get prepared very quickly, and we shape it, and we put it together as best we can, and we put on a wonderful show.
There you go. All right. We'll give you details once again in the next segment about how to get tickets and so forth, and we'll reiterate where it's going to be and all that. But we have one more piece of music in this segment. Tell us about this, Frank.
This is another piece on our program. This is Schubert's Magnificat. This is the finale of that work, and we'll be singing this on Sunday as well. And this recording is the Arnold Schoenberg Choir under the direction of Nicholas Harnoncourt.
Oh,
We are back on Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, and we're talking about Mystic River Chorale's 30th anniversary season. And Ray Brown, president, one more time, we want to give everyone the opportunity to get the information they need. So give us website and phone number.
Thank you, Michael. I will. The website is mysticriverchorale.org, and our phone number is 860-460-1487. And so that your listeners know, there are tickets available.
All right. So we have tickets available, but don't wait. Call that number, 860-460-1487, or go to their website. They got a great website. You can see Frank's picture there and everything, and read all about him. Says that he has the he's been praised for his ability to help singers from a variety of backgrounds. So that's a good thing. You don't necessarily need to be a schooled professional musician to sing in the Mystic River Chorale, right, Frank?
Definitely. That's really the thing I'm most proud of with the group is its inclusivity and being able to be that inclusive while still maintaining very high standards of performance.
So that's something that's obviously a tribute to you, that standard of performance has been there. And the concert is going to be next Sunday, January 19th, 3 p.m. at Harkness Chapel at Connecticut College. And it doesn't go without saying, I suppose we should reiterate that parking is free, so not like one of those big city theaters where you've got to worry about paying for parking or how you're going to get to the theater. This is drive up and very simple, right?
Very easy.
Very easy. Okay. Let's get back to the music, Frank, and talk about this next piece that you have prepared for us.
Sure. I wanted to share something from last winter's concert. This is a Mendelssohn setting of O Be Joyful in the Lord, Psalm 96, sung by the Mystic River Chamber Singers.
Thank you. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost. As it was in the
Frank and Ray, it's been a pleasure having you back in the studio again. I look forward to you coming back in the spring, because I know that there will be another concert once winter has blown away and we get rid of this cold, blustery stuff we're experiencing right now, and we get to the nice weather again. There's going to be a concert, I believe, April 27th. Is that correct, Ray?
That is correct, and it will be at Mystic Congregational Church in beautiful Mystic, Connecticut.
Beautiful downtown Mystic, Connecticut. There you go. And between now and then, now the concert obviously next Sunday, Frank, between the concert next Sunday and the spring concert, is there opportunity for people that are so moved that they would like to join you?
We're happy to welcome new members. It makes the most sense to welcome them at the beginning of the semester when we start learning new music. So we're hoping to have auditions on January 27th, February 3rd, and February 10th.
And auditions, should they prepare anything, or how do they go about that?
They should bring something to sing. It shows us what they can do, and that could be something as simple as a Christmas carol or a patriotic song, but bring something. And we ask people to do that, and I get their vocal range and a sense of how their voice works and get a sense of their ear and their reading and learning ability.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Can I do that?
You're in.
All right. All right. So it could be very simple, and I would encourage all of you to get involved in some form of music or another. And if you're in the Mystic area, what a great thing to do. Go and join those other almost 50 people at this point.
Indeed. And auditions are arranged by visiting our website and sending an email or calling 860-460-1487.
860-460-1487. That's the number to call for auditions or tickets or anything you want to know. And as I said, we'll be looking forward to getting you both back here in the spring and talking about that spring concert on April 27th. And the concert next Sunday, just to review so everyone make sure they have it, 3 o'clock, Sunday, January 19th, Harkness Chapel at Connecticut College. And Frank, the music will be a celebration of 30 years, but the music in general is what?
We have Schubert's Mass in B-flat, Schubert's Magnificat, Czerny's Te Deum, and the Benjamin Britten Festival Te Deum.
There we go. So everything you want on Sunday the 19th. Frank, we have time for another piece of music before we leave. Everyone, tell us what this is going to be.
I'd like to leave you with the Agnus Dei from the Schubert Mass we'll be singing next Sunday. And this is a wonderful, wonderful movement. And it's really beautiful how it ends in almost like a Haydn-esque way with this very folk dance-sounding Dona Nobis Pacem.
All right, great. Once again, thanks for being here, Ray.
You're welcome, Michael.
And Frank, nice to see you again.
You too. Thanks for having us.
All right. We'll see all of you next week on Conducting Conversations. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.